This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. It's really something that I look very much forward to because we always have great conversations, great questions. Boy, you know, we really have astute listeners. Radio program at AOL.com is the destination for questions. So they keep coming in, so we'll keep doing this Q&A with Layla podcast. Sometimes I say until hell freezes over, but right. Until all the questions dry up,
or when pigs fly, or
which will be never. I mean, there's just a torrent of questions. They just keep coming at us. Okay. So what's our next question, please?
We have an email from Kitty. I have a problem with eating eggs lately. I love eggs, but after eating them in any form, boiled, fried, I am fine until I eat another meal a few hours later. After eating that other meal, I get stomach pain and I need the restroom. Mm-hmm. Is this IBS? I tried eating scrambled, well done, same problem. I'll keep trying because I'd hate to give up eating eggs.
Yeah. So she doesn't give us information on whether she has problems with other high fat foods, though, right? I mean, it could be simply a fat intolerance.
Could be.
Some people have a fat intolerance generally, but she seems to really zero in on eggs. That's my impression, right?
Yeah. So it could be that she does have a problem with eggs and she's experiencing it several hours later, as you would.
Yeah.
So if you have an intolerance or even an allergy.
And GI intolerances have a little bit of a latency. Anaphylactic, I mean, within minutes, you know, your face gets red, your throat closes, you start developing hives, the breathing problems. But, this is a fairly typical egg intolerance.
Yeah.
And
sounds like it.
You know, she
really sounds like it.
To confirm that, I mean, she could get an IgE rast for eggs to see if it's high. But, you know, these days I'm becoming a little bit skeptical about blood tests for allergies, skeptical, because we've used them in the past and they only roughly correspond to what people experience.
That's true too. Yeah. It's not completely reliable, but IgE, I believe, is the closest we get with any kind of immediate allergy in that way. And eggs are part of the top 8 food allergens. There's wheat, milk, peanuts, tree nuts, shellfish, soy, eggs, and did I say wheat and milk? Yeah.
Yeah, those are the numero uno, numero dos. So it says, I'm looking at the Wikipedia article here, which is not always entirely accurate, but they say 90% of allergic responses to foods are caused by cow's milk, eggs, right up there, wheat, shellfish, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, and soybeans.
Yeah.
So that's the 90%. And symptoms can be either rapid or gradual in onset in terms of egg sensitivity. The latter, gradual onset symptoms can take hours to days to appear.
Pay attention to what your body is telling you, Kitty. If you've done this test over and over again and you have the same problem, it's time to stop eating eggs. I wonder if she would have the same problem with egg whites. But you know, it's the white usually that's allergenic, the albumin. But I wonder.
And, you know, you can also try alternative eggs, you know, goose, duck, or turkey eggs.
Yeah.
But there's a high degree of cross-reactivity. Now, here's another little sidelight to that. She doesn't talk about how she reacts to shots.
Ah.
Because flu vaccines, for example, are created by injecting a live virus into fertilized chicken eggs.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, I mean, to note that some people cross-react to the vaccines.
So that is something. All right. Yeah, Kitty, if you're getting a flu shot, do you have that reaction? Interesting.
Yeah, and if you do, then please let your physician know that you're having what seem to be allergic symptoms to eggs on consuming eggs.
Yeah.
And then maybe come up with an alternative plan for your vaccine schedule.
Thank you for your question, Kitty.
Blake, that's a good point at which to pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with our audience. So here it goes. Listen up.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro.
Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And it doesn't get any better than that. Okay, what's our next question?
We have actually, Gary emailed us an article that he thought we'd be interested in. He says, so what do you think? A new supplement boosts your energy. And this new supplement that's being talked about is called Robuvit.
I never heard of it.
It's R-O-B-U-V-I-T, Robuvit.
Okay.
The supplement is an extract from the wood of the French oak tree. And for hundreds of years, Europeans...
Well, that sounds really like pycnogenol, which is from the French maritime pine.
Yeah.
But, you know, bark has some really nice properties. You know, there's proanthocyanidins. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, benefits documented in studies include relief from many symptoms of chronic fatigue syndrome, repair of liver damage from toxins, faster recovery from physical activity, intense physical activity, and faster recovery from the flu. And in looking at phytotherapy research, there's an article from August of 2015, an effect of oak wood extract, Robuvit, on energy state of healthy adults. They did a pilot study, and what they found was the results demonstrate a positive effect of Robuvit on mental and energy level in healthy humans without any unwanted side effects.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'm looking at the science page for them. They actually have a pretty good website at robuvit.com.
Yeah.
Nicely done. But, you know, again, it's promotional, you know, so we're not talking about something that's a Cochrane review of Robuvit, you know, which is a critical review. We're talking about a promotional site. New study, Robuvit shown to improve symptoms related to post-traumatic stress disorder.
Wow.
That'd be cool. You know?
That would be great.
So it's in some products. I see it's in a product by
Let's see here. Life extension.
Okay. There is another study, improved management of primary chronic fatigue syndrome with a supplement of French oak wood extract.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found was, after giving the participants a CFS questionnaire, the variations in score indicated that there was a significant improvement for most symptoms after 3 and 6 months in the Robuvit group.
Yeah, this is really well positioned to have a big market reach.
Yeah.
Because it claims to address some pretty common common syndromes. It says supplementation with Robuvit helps subjects with burnout associated with high oxidative stress. Jarrow makes something, a version of this for energy and physical performance for, I guess, geared towards athletes. So they've got lots of U.S. patents and international patents. But, you know, I will say that this is actually kind of an old thing because I remember, you know, when I studied European herbal medicine, extracts of something called Quercus were popular. Quercus is, you know, the botanical word for oak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe there's something to it. So we'll put that on our radar screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Also for temporary liver damage, Robuvit in the management of functional temporary hepatic damage, persisting elevated CRP, ESR decreased in the group taking Robuvit. So this was actually very good. And the hepatitis markers were negative when repeated at 4 and 12 weeks. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is valid scientific research here.
Yeah.
For this,
well,
product,
before we even say that, though, I mean, I got to say, I have to look at it because it looks valid, but it's also sponsored research. And, you know, sometimes there's a way of presenting sponsored research as conclusive scientific evidence when skeptical researchers haven't had a chance to utilize the material. So I'm just saying. I mean, it all sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, Dr. Hoffman. A good scientist is going to have a theory or a hypothesis and then spend the rest of their career
trying to knock it down.
Disprove it. Trying to knock it out.
Right.
Exactly. So there could be bias.
Yeah.
Certainly. Yeah. But Gary, thank you for sending us this article.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Gary's one of our holistic bird dogs. He just goes out there and finds them for us.
Okay, we've got an email from Richard. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. On a recent radio show, you answered a caller's question and related how intermittent fasting can aid autophagy. It seems that chronic migraine can act as an extreme form of intermittent fasting with, you know, the revulsion to food intake, the vomiting, the heightened emptying of bladder and colon contents, runny nose, teary eyes. Well, Richard's been experiencing this on a weekly basis. Earlier in his life, he experienced this to a lesser extent. I wonder if this weekly purge of toxins is partly behind my coronary calcium score of 0. Taken at the age of 61.
Well, you know, I will point out that you can have a 0 calcium score at the age of 65 as a Caucasian male, which is my situation, without undergoing a life of painful, debilitating migraines. So it's not necessarily one is associated with the other. What migraines can sometimes do, though, is they can make you adopt a more cautious lifestyle so that maybe his food choices are limited and his potential for overwork and burnout is curtailed because, you know, he gets kind of a warning signal. You know, he gets a migraine when he, you know, pushes the accelerator down too hard. So, you know, it's interesting to view migraines in the context of maybe that's the body's shutdown mechanism, you know, when there's too much going on. And I see that often with migraineurs. Migraineurs tend to be type A individuals who push, 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 and then they get a migraine. And then they have to, they go from you know, 100 miles an hour to like zero, like lying with a wet rag in a dark room on their back,
yes.
you know, just complete shutdown. So, you know, maybe viewed from that context, there's an adaptive purpose to, migraines. I mean, but clearly, we would want to solve that problem because it causes an enormous amount of suffering.
Yeah. Some frequent or guilty suspects of migraine, the food causes. Wine, particularly red wine, tyramine-containing foods, aged cheeses, maybe yeasted products, things of that nature, can trigger a migraine.
MSG.
MSG, absolutely. MSG can trigger a migraine, and it's found in more and more foods, I'm finding out, and it's often masquerading as natural flavors or natural flavorings. You have to ask yourself, could this be a source of MSG? In most cases, yes. Well, it wouldn't be in, say, a bottle of flavored seltzer, for example. When you see natural flavors there, that should be fine. But definitely other foods. You have to watch for that. Yeah. Oh, Richard, wow. I would say please get help for your migraine, but Dr. Hoffman, I'm thinking right now of riboflavin and magnesium and
high-dose coenzyme Q10.
Q10, Feverfew.
Butterbur.
It could be chronically low in magnesium. That could be something.
And looking also at the, now we look at histamine intolerance in our migraineurs as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're seeing more and more histamine intolerance, which is very interesting. Yeah.
Or some, as sometimes referred to as MCAS.
MCAS.
MCAS, yeah.
Thank you for your question, Richard. Feel better. Wow. We have a question from Erica about bergamot. What is the difference between bergamot, BPF, and regular bergamot? Is one beneficial over the other? The BPF stands for bioactive polyphenolic fractions. So it's probably a standardization.
They're looking for the active ingredient as opposed to just a concentrate, you know.
Yes. Yes. So it could be that. I would say all forms of bergamot are pretty good, especially in your Earl Grey tea if you're having that. One of my favorite teas.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a natural cholesterol lower. It has an anti-inflammatory effect as well.
Yeah.
Does not cause the statin-like side effects in most people. And interestingly, you know, red yeast rice, which is a competitor to statins in the natural marketplace, for some people who are very sensitive, it can actually cause muscle aches and pains. Not bergamot, in my experience.
That's great. Yeah. Erica, thank you for your question. All right. Oh, we've got an interesting question from Steve. Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, I'm a 61-year-old overweight male, and I exercise regularly. I'm starting to experience tingling in my left arm and sometimes my left leg. Am I headed for a heart attack? What can I do to prevent it?
Okay, this reminds me of an excellent podcast we did a couple of weeks ago. But with the title, the book title was, Am I Dying? And I said to myself, what a great title for a book. A couple of docs at Columbia came up with this title for a book. And I interviewed one of them, Dr. Chris Kelly. He was a young physician there and really great guy, really good diagnostician. And the book is really along the themes of this show. You know, I said, man, I wish, okay, I'm going to change the name of Intelligent Medicine to Am I Dying? Because we get so many questions like this, you know, which is, hey, I mean, Pete, you reach a certain age and, you know, you get these weird symptoms. And so you've proceeded through most of your life in a spirit of denial, like, eh, no worry, it's going to get better. You know, it's a little push through it, no pain, no gain. And then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute. That sounds an awful like what I've seen when I look up the symptoms of a heart attack, you know, tingling and numbness down the left arm, especially.
Yes.
What's up with that? Mm. You know, could it be an atypical presentation of angina, which isn't necessarily, you know, crushing chest pain on the left side of your chest? It could be, you know, pain radiating in your tingling numbness, radiating down your left arm.
Yeah.
So, he needs a workup.
Yes.
But, you know, first,
He's 61 and overweight. He absolutely right. needs a workup.
So he's potentially at risk. I mean, he's a male. He's 61. He's overweight. Okay, he could have cardiovascular disease. So he needs a workup to see if, A, he has the risk factors for cardiovascular disease and possibly some imaging to see if he indeed has some blockage.
Yeah.
But
EBT heart scan. Yep.
You know, what is a little bit of a red herring is the tingling and numbness go down the left side.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's a possibility of some nerve compression.
Yeah.
You know, especially since he's active.
Mm-hmm.
There is the possibility of a neurological disease. I'm not thinking it's very likely that this is multiple sclerosis or something like that. You know, the problem is the way we think in medicine when we are confronted with symptoms like that is we take a top-down approach because, you know, we don't want to miss the really scary stuff.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly we don't want to go, don't worry. It's like, you got a pinched nerve when actually something really serious is going on. So we play the roulette game, and the roulette game starts with the most dire possibilities, and we progressively rule them out to the point where we then say, oh, you know, you've got a pinched nerve. Go see a physical therapist. You're fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the book, Am I Dying, is a great starting place for, you know, organizing your thinking around this in a rational way. I think, this is a very excellent approach to aging is like, you know when to hold and know when to fold. Know when it comes to symptoms. Like know when, it'll go away. This is a real, important sign that I need to get to see a doctor right away and report this and get a workup. You know, things like, you know, blood in the urine, blood in the stool. I mean, it could be a hemorrhoid. It could be colon cancer. You know, these are things that, we really need to, sometimes pay attention to. And, you know, at the end of the day, it may turn out there's an innocuous cause, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit of, am I dying? Go and get a workup, you know.
Get a workup. Absolutely, Steve. Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing about it is it'll give you peace of mind because if you're in a state of uncertainty, you know, past the age of 60, you know, we're all, you know, at risk of dying, you know.
Yeah.
Two good friends of mine are in, you know, one just died. The other one has, you know, stage 4 lung cancer. Our age are starting to meet their maker.
Yeah.
And so, it's important to take a prudent approach.
Yes.
To these types of symptoms.
Yeah.
But also not to, you know, turn yourself into a cyberchondriac because every symptom you have, you look up or especially listeners to this program.
Right.
Yeah. You know, there's this cyberchondria because you go on the internet and, you know, you have a headache and the first thing that they're going to tell you is that, well, maybe you've got a cerebral aneurysm, you know, that's about to burst and, you know, we catastrophic game over. Well, no, it's more likely it's a tension headache. But you got to check it out.
Yeah. Steve, get a workup.
Yeah, that's the message. All right.
Oh, goodness. Let's see here. We've got an email from Jen. Jen says, there are so many ways to take probiotics and so many kinds. Do you recommend taking it with a meal, after a meal, with other supplements?
That's a perennial question.
I'm very confused also about whether to take the ones that need to be refrigerated. Are they better than the ones that don't need to be refrigerated?
Well, you know, I will confess that nobody really knows the answers right now. And also maybe different strokes for different folks.
That's true.
So what I'm recommending these days is that people take, Dr. Here's probiotic because it's close to taking a fermented food. It's got prebiotics in it and postbiotics and it's got some live organisms in it. It's gentle. But I think we're reaching the point where in the future we'll have more information about, functional probiotics which address certain concerns. There's one that's about to hit the marketplace that purports to lower cholesterol. Should that be your goal, which isn't necessarily always the case. And there are probiotics that may help with IBS. There are probiotics that may help even with cystitis and mm-hmm. vaginitis in women. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot. We're moving forward in our research on this. 10 years ago, not that much research. The research is exploding on probiotics. More and more companies are also trying to capitalize on the potential of probiotics to deliver health benefits. So,
And with regard to the question about do you take it with a meal, away yeah. from a meal, well, there's one group of scientists that say you should take it with a meal because your stomach acid is less due to the food sopping up all that stomach
buffering
acid.
Buffering it.
Mm-hmm. Yet on Protecting the other hand, the you've got another group of scientists saying, no, take it on an empty stomach because that's the least amount of acid in your stomach.
Right, because so, you don't acidify until food enters your stomach.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think you both ways.
Do you take a time
until
release? Do you
take,
should it be refrigerated, not refrigerated?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm just going to cop out on that question because stay tuned for some answers.
Right, because we're learning more and more as we go. But Jen, thank you for that.
We'll answer that question again in a year, and we may come up with a different answer.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody else will pose that question. Layla, it seems that
we're out of time.
Yeah, our biological clock is ticking here, and we're out of time. So let's cut this one short and save some questions for next week. Folks, don't be discouraged. If you send us questions, there may be a little bit of a latency period, a week or two or three before we get to your question because of backlog. But don't despair. The vast majority of questions we do answer unless they're highly personal and, too complex, or in some cases, they can be a little too incoherent to air. But I would say we got about a 98.6 acceptance rate here on Intelligent Medicine in terms of the questions people send. Radio program at AOL.com, the destination for questions. Support our sponsors. Check out FullScript. We got an interesting sale coming up. We're going to run a 10% off sale the July 4th weekend. So look for
terrific.
That. Yeah, it's a little bit of a promotion because, things are a little quiet around July 4th. But if you've got extra time, you're running out of supplements, check out FullScript. drhoffmanstore.com or use the drop-down menu at drhoffman.com. Click on the store. It'll take you to FullScript where you can register and you can browse all the high-quality supplements there and take advantage of the sale that's coming up this 4th of July weekend, if you so choose. Thank you, Layla, for joining us.
Thanks, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.